Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This guy drives me absolutely nuts. That's the only way I can say it. Tim Allen waiting in the wings. Bayview Shade and Blind post-game show. Myself and Timmy will have that for you after this. We'll talk to Adam McAlvey about what's going on at Miller Park. The Brewers, Tim still believes they're going to win this game, Gary. And he said Lorenzo Cain was going to hit a home run. And then right after he strikes out, says, man, I told you he shouldn't have been in this game today. How do you keep this guy happy? You kept him happy for a lot longer than I think I did, Sparky.
Drinking. We drank during the shows. Made things a lot easier.
Man, that would
make things a lot easier, you know? You just drank. Back in those days, things were a lot more loose.
Yeah. I don't think our new boss is down for that. No. I mentioned it, like, said, hey, I'm trying to drink in the boff. Is it cool if we do it in the studio? And it was kind of axed out.
Remember, we used to toast to Yost or toast Yost on those shows. So you'd have a shot.
Yeah. Toast to Yost, cuz.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
We did.
Oh, yeah.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like when we were out at, like, Fiesta Garibaldi. Everybody would watch us do it.
Toast to Yost, Fiesta Garibaldi.
You don't remember that?
No, I remember the bit very vividly because I listened to the show. I didn't know that you guys were actually cheersing something that was in the cup. I thought it was more like a theoretical, hey, yeah, Ned Yost, woo.
You remember how bad some of those teams were in the second half of those seasons?
Man.
Please stop.
I got into radio at the wrong time.
We both did because...
Dude, like... People used to be going to Hawaii. People used to be going to road trips.
Oh, yeah. Bill, we could be sitting right now having a cigar right now.
Doing a show. Yeah, you used to walk into a radio studio, and it would just be filled with smoke, an ashtray with like a pack of cigarettes from the previous
guy. Because all those guys smoked cigarettes.
All of them.
All of them.
And there was no windows open or anything. It was just covered in smoke.
You just soot. Just covered in it.
Yep.
But we could be right now having a cigar right now.
Yep.
And a little bourbon.
Yeah, a little something. Just a little taster or something.
Just talking away.
Man, that would be something different. It is the seventh inning right now. It is no longer the seventh inning. Mm-mm. As a pop-up from Eric Thames ends the inning after a
It was mine.
Double. It's still 5-3. Yeah, Mitch Garver and Miguel Sano were arguing who had the ball.
I called that.
No, it was me. It was supposed to be me.
You didn't hear me?
You, Gary,
yeah.
I got to ask you quickly. We're going to get into this conversation about Craig Counsell after the break. Eric Burns backing him up. Your UW Badgers.
Yes.
Posting against the Northwestern Wildcats.
Right.
Their throwback unis. You can see a picture of it at the fans' Twitter account.
Mm-hmm.
People were giving them some smoke yesterday for those uniforms. I think they're pretty sweet. They got the UW and just a basic font letter right on the front. Just number on the front, number on the back, no names. Just old school classic UW.
And the brown pants.
And the brown pants, which are Packer-esque in those.
Sort of, kind of, but they're a little darker. The hue's a little darker.
Sure. Now, I get not liking the tan.
The brown pants. I love the brown pants.
Really?
Yes.
See, now that's the part of it I kind of understand critiques.
No. That goes, that red and that doo-doo brown like that works.
Does look doo-doo brown.
It's doo-doo brown, cuz.
So you're a fan of the throwbacks?
Yes!
I think the jerseys look pretty sweet against Northwestern, September 28th.
Gotta see if I can get those tickets. I don't know. I'm in a shirt this year.
What?
Don't worry.
Oh, man.
Just talking to myself.
I was going to say, we got to figure out how we're doing that. Well, I think we should just take a...
Northwestern. Okay.
I think we should take
only win it once?
Team trip.
Don't win it once.
Only once, September 28th.
All right.
That game has not been scheduled for a time yet, as your Michigan game is already 11 a.m.
I don't get it. So the 11 o'clock game is because they want to get ahead of ESPN.
So Fox is doing a whole new launch of their college football this year where they're doing a game day.
They gave up winning against the SEC on CBS. They just quit, said, you win, we can't beat you, so we're going to win the 11 a.m. time slot instead.
Yep. Is that what they did?
Yes. But Gary, they're doing a whole game day.
Just surrendered.
So they're going to do a game day
at 6 a.m.?
Well, no, at like 9 a.m., same time ESPN does their college game day, live on location at where the best game is, and that game's going to start at 11.
I got to be in there by like 8 a.m. then.
Right?
It's 11 a.m.
But college game day is early too, though.
Yeah. College game day starts at 9.
Yeah.
So they're going to try to go straight up against that, and then
who's
instead
doing
of
that,
waiting
Fox?
It.
Who does that on Fox?
Fox Sports. That would be Steve's boy, the dude that yells out Hambo.
That's not Desmond and them, is it?
No, that's college game day on ESPN. Okay. Well, that's with David Pollack and Chris Fowler and Reese Davis. Your dude from Fox that yells Hambone
from the
out.
PBA tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then also Rob Stone.
And who
so
else?
He's the head dude of that. I want to say they got like Joey Harrington that they used to trot out there. They got a better cast of characters now, but like Joe Klatt is one of their dudes.
I don't know any of those guys.
It's going to be different.
Any women? Any women?
Here, let me find out if I can pull up the whole lineup. So you don't like the idea of trying to go up against college game day?
Well, I'm okay with a college game, but I still want. Why would you bail at night? What's up with that?
Well, so what they're going to do is
go with some random
Pac-12 game at night that everybody does barely.
Now you're
going to
watch. Nobody's watching that Pac-12 game.
Yeah, but because everybody's watching, you know, Clemson against Miami.
So what happened to the 2:30 game?
That's dominated by the SEC on CBS. Because that's usually Bama, Tennessee, you know, Auburn, Mississippi
State. So who's
State.
The 7 o'clock game?
That'll be the ESPN game where they travel game day.
Oh, God.
So they're trying to corner at least for like a five-hour window block of
so
what they're going to do.
Is that the Big Ten or is that Fox? Who
that's
is
Fox
that?
Sports. It's called Saturday's Start on Fox with Big Noon Kickoff
it's
time slot.
Urban Meyer, there Reggie Bush, Matt Leinart, and Brady Quinn. And then Rob Stone.
The guy, women?
No.
Woman?
Not that I've seen in this press release. Nope.
Not that I've seen. Yeah, not that I've seen.
Well, they're not going to win that.
Big Noon Saturday. Yeah, they don't have a Jen Latta to compete with what ESPN can throw.
Or they got the one
Maria
girl.
Taylor.
Maria Taylor.
Who is kick butt on that show. Her interviews sidelined during games, some of the best that you'll hear.
She's on point. So they got nothing like that. What are they going to win that anyway, dude? Come on, man.
They're going to win at least that 11 a.m. game, right?
You got to have at least one woman on there, but yeah.
They're only 1 hour pregame show. 10 a.m. Central is when
that's
it starts,
it.
And 11 a.m. kickoff.
Now, just
so
remember.
What about
who,
the game day? So are they going to be there?
They're going to be there. They're going
for
to
1 hour.
At the big game.
For 1 hour.
Wherever the big game will be for 1 hour. Now, just know who they have in a reserve tank here, because I'm just going to run through a couple of names for you.
Okay.
Holly Saunders has previously done college football coverage for Fox.
Okay. Trot her out there.
They've also had, I mean, Aaron Andrews does NFL.
They've got Gus Johnson.
Gus Johnson will do play-by-play.
Jenny Taff.
He's strong. Jenny Taff, she does a lot. She also does Undisputed.
Joel Klatt.
Yes, she does.
Another analyst, West Coast guy.
So they got some
females,
names in reserve.
Yeah. Yeah,
you might see Jenna Wolf maybe run out there from First Things First.
Did you follow Holly Saunders on Instagram?
That I do.
She posted something like maybe about a week or two ago. I think she was like having a cigarette or something like that. Some jokers, people started going at her about like cigarette kills you.
Oh, wow.
And you know what she said? No blank, Sherlock. I know that. And then she goes, just for that, I'm going to post another one.
She is she's a good follow on Instagram for the two reasons.
Yeah.
For that, the humor is always good. Yeah. She always claps back.
Smoke can kill you.
The best part is when you see some of those and you just read through the comments part.
Yeah.
That's where you really get some of the good stuff.
Yeah.
That's where you get some of the real good stuff. Before the break, want to hear what Eric Burns said about Craig Counsell. Last night, we had a lot of tweets coming in, people asking if we were going to be negative on Craig Counsell. You guys praised him all last year. Are you guys going to be negative on him this year because he has done a bad job? Well, Eric Burns of MLB Network, former Major League Baseball outfielder for 10-plus years, finished in the top five of MVP voting one of those years. He believes differently about Craig Counsell as a manager.
Of all the guys that I ever played with, I could tell you that Craig Counsell, if you were to ask me who I thought would be the best manager, I would have put his name at the top of the list.
Really?
100%. Innovative thinker, obviously very even keel, but cares. He's going to do everything in his power to put his guys in a position to succeed. He's not going to panic when, things get really down, and he's not going to get too high on the highs. So, yeah, I think they have the right guy at the helm. It's just, it gets to a point where it's not necessarily up to the managers or the coaches either. It's up to the players going out there. Number one, they have to be healthy, and number two, they have to play up to their potential.
Players have to play. Managers are going to manage. Eric Burns thinks the Brewers have one of the best in the business, but do you think Craig Counsell is holding this Brewers team back? Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Thanks for hanging out. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Bill Baby Tao Schmidt, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and Gary Ellerson for Badger and Packer running back here on the Fan. Brewers and Twins wrapping things up for Miller Park. It's going to be the bottom half of the eighth inning, and the Brewers still looking to tie the game. It's a 5-3 game. A little wrap-up of what we've seen in the game. Two solo shots, one for Mitch Garver, who had a two-run shot in last night's game for the Twins. He leaves the yard opposite field against Gio Gonzalez to lead off the game. Eddie Rosario with a one-out solo shot in that first inning made it 2-0 Twins. Brewers would get one run back in that bottom half of the first inning. Trent Grisham leading off today. He would score off a base hit from Keston Hira. Miguel Sano in the top half of the third inning made it a 3-1 game. The third solo shot hit by the Twins in the game. Eric Thames has driven in the other two runs for the Brewers. He reached on an infield single in the fifth and had a single in the third inning, scoring Keston Hira. Mike Moustakas scored in the fifth to make it a 5-3 Minnesota Twins lead going into the bottom half of the eighth inning. Gio Gonzalez struggling again. Interesting stat that Adam McAlvey had posted out here, and Adam McAlvey going to join us for the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show after the game here on The Fan. 18 starts now with the Brewers Gio Gonzalez has made, including last year's postseason. And he has allowed more than three earned runs only twice, Gary. Would you venture to guess who the two teams that Gio Gonzalez gave up more than three earned runs in a start were? They're the same team.
Cubbies.
The Minnesota Twins.
Okay.
Earlier this year in May, a 4 2/3, four earned run appearance. Today, a 3 2/3, five earnings against five hits, four walks, and 5Ks for Gio Gonzalez today. They're planning on going a little bit bullpen. They went with Gio Gonzalez instead. It ended up that they had to go bullpen day because Gio Gonzalez only goes 3 2/3 innings of work.
Have nine hits and three runs. You are 3 for 14 with runners in scoring position. Yeah. This is not on Gio Gonzalez necessarily all the way. No. Did you want him to pitch better than he did? Sure. Did he give you a great outing?
Sure.
No. But at the end of the day, you should be better than three runs when you've had 14 guys in runners and with runners in scoring position.
Well,
14.
Listen to those numbers, too.
Kane's 0-3. Moustakas is 0-2. The only one that's done anything, really, is Thames, who's 2-3 with the runners in scoring position today.
And you're listening to a Gio Gonzalez who you signed for $2 million in the middle of the season this year. Mm-hmm. You picked up last year after the waiver deadline. In 18 starts to only have two games where he gives up more than three earned runs?
Isn't that crazy?
That's a win. Like the Brewers have won on some of those lottery tickets. And, Gary, it's been difficult to see how Craig Counsell's job has been hampered, I believe, by the talent pool he has. He talked to Tim, I remember, in spring training earlier this year. Tim asked him a very pointed question. Is the way you manage a pitching staff because of the guys you have or because of your philosophy towards winning?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of both. But it's dependent upon the guys we have.
Right.
And managing the players you have is what makes a strength of a coach.
Well, I mean, it really is. Because, listen, each player is an individual, and you have to treat them as such. Not every player is the same, so you can't treat everybody the same. And some guys' buttons are different and pushed than others. And I think within what the Brewers are trying to do, or what baseball now is all about, is situational. And I think Craig has done a great job. I just think this year their team is just not as good as it was last year, especially the pitching staff.
Yeah.
The rotation is just not as deep. It's just not. So now people are going to make mistakes, but Craig Counsell, I think, is more under the microscope than ever before, because he doesn't have really any leeway. Steve-O, sure. I always tell this great story. Wisconsin is playing Ohio State. Ohio State throws up, it's like third and like five.
Mm-hmm.
Herb say calls a screen play to this one kid, this number 21 kid. Just a little, just threw it out over there. He's just trying to get it. I got a single out there in man coverage. I got one blocker in front. Mm-hmm. We got two guys just going to single him up.
Actually, I believe that was Paris Campbell, Steve's boy, now playing for the Colts after this year's second-round pick.
The Joker took it to the house like 80 yards.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, he did.
You don't coach that. You don't coach that. He was just trying to get a first down. You don't coach that. So sometimes, I guess my point is, it is about the players that you have. And this year, I just think this team is not as talented as last year's team.
I want to read you this tweet, Sparky, and then I want to play you Eric Burns from yesterday on the Wendy's Big Show. And tell me if you believe Craig Counsell is holding the Milwaukee Brewers back. This is from Mitchell last night, came in during the postgame show. Poor NLCS managing. Poor managing this year. Tonight, pinch hitting Gamble against the lefty, taking Albers out against the righty. Safe to say we've seen enough to say Counsell's holding this team back from a World Series. Eric Burns played in the big leagues for almost 10 years and played with a lot of good players. This is what he had to say about the manager of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Of all the guys that I ever played with, I could tell you that Craig Counsell, if you were to ask me who I thought would be the best manager, I would have put his name at the top of the list.
Really?
100%. Innovative thinker. Obviously, very even keel. But cares. You know, he's going to do everything in his power to put his guys in a position to succeed. He's not going to panic when, things get really down, and he's not going to get too high on the highs. So, yeah, I think they have the right guy at the helm. It's just, it gets to a point where it's not necessarily up to the managers or the coaches either. It's up to the players going out there. Number one, they have to be healthy, and number two, they have to play up to their potential.
Sparky, do you believe more of what Eric Burns is saying, that it's a player-driven game and the manager can only do so much? Or do you believe Craig Counsell's holding this team back from where they can be?
I don't put up much much blame necessarily on Craig Counsell for this stuff. I mean, he gets me irritated from time to time, but every manager has. That's never going to change. I don't care who the next manager is. Could be the Hall of Fame manager. I'm going to get irritated with him, too. Same thing with Tim Allen. We've both been through this before. He's a solid manager. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. When it comes to Craig Counsell or any manager in baseball, I think a lot of it is the I can't even say the word. It's the mental part of the game there. That way I don't have to say it.
I like the way you did that.
Figure that out quick.
I like the way you did.
Mental part of the game is really what it is. And
the psychological, I don't even know what that was.
Right. The mental part of the game,
I like that, Steve,
is really what this is all about. And getting guys to buy in and pull the rope in the same direction.
Yeah.
That's really what it's all about.
Sure.
And for the most part, he's been able to do that regardless of who's in the clubhouse. Bringing young players up and getting them to go in the same direction as those vets. Now, yes, he irritated me with this whole Keston Hiura stuff this year, sending him back down, calling him back up, then not putting him at the top of the lineup. We got to play games because, well, he's a rookie. He's got to start at the bottom and all that crap. That drives me nuts. But that's a former baseball player, so he's going to do it that way, the old school way of doing things.
Right.
I understand. But I don't think he's holding him back either. I mean, you've been killed by injuries with your pitching staff. Pitching staff isn't as good as it was last year either. You've had your whole coaching staff almost change outside of you and Cedar. So you've had a lot of change there. There's just a lot of stuff going on. Has it been a disappointing year for Brewers fans? Sure. Because other than coming into this year, everybody thought that this would be a team that would challenge the Dodgers and have a chance to go back to the World Series again. And maybe they could do it based on what everybody thought this team was going to be. And then you have a lot of guys not live up to expectations. Aguilar, Shaw, Knebel gets hurt. So you lose your closer. Jeremy Jeffress isn't the same guy. Hader hasn't necessarily been as dominant as he's been in the past. So that's part of it too. So, no, it's, I mean, they, to say that this is on correct counsel, I think you're off base just a little bit. If you've been watching this whole thing, Tim Allen is screaming, so I'm assuming something.
I think he must have hit a home run.
414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Is Craig Counsel holding this team back? We'll go to Steve on the northwest side.
Grisham just put the Brewers up with a three-run homer to make it 6-5 off of Sergio Romo. Is that who that is?
That's Sergio Romo, who was one of the top acquisitions at the trade deadline that a lot of people thought would have been a good look for the Milwaukee Brewers. Trent Grisham, the 22-year-old, makes it a 6-5 Brewers lead with his second home run as big leaguer.
These studios are supposed to be soundproof. I could hear Tim yelling through the wall.
You could have
with
heard him
on.
With headphones on.
With headphones on. You heard him too?
Yeah, you could have heard him in Germantown. Did you hear this dude? He also is the one that I did yell at him a couple of different times. He's been saying the Brewers were going to win this
game.
He's
been so up and down, though. He's been so up and down. He wants to believe that they're going to win. And now he's going to come in and tell you, I told you so. But like last thing, he was pissed off at
Lorenzo Cain. Yeah, no doubt about it.
I told you he should have gave it. Cain's going to hit it out. He's going to hit it. I told you he should have had a day's rest.
Gary, that Trent Grisham swing is sweet, isn't it?
Yeah, he's going to be a nice player for the
22-year-old first-round
weird
pick.
Grip.
Finally making it around.
On the other side, I like that.
No doubt about it. No doubt about
it. Did you hear about that thing with Grisham, by the way? So he comes out, they draft him, and they decide they want to change his grip on how he holds on to the bat.
Mm-hmm. Robert Murray had a cool piece about it.
Right, that's where I read it. Yeah. And then he decided to hell with all this and all this coaching. I'm going back to what made me successful to begin with, went back to his original grip on the bat and started swinging the bat better. So going back to what you said, Gary, earlier, can it be coaching at this level? Yeah, I mean, there's a prime example of they decided to change something that worked for him for so long, screwed him all up, and then finally he'd had enough and went back to what made him what he was with the unconventional grip of the bat, and now he's swinging the bat great
again. That can happen.
Yep.
No doubt about it.
You can overcoach somebody every single day of the week.
That happened to my daughter Katie when she went to college. And it's really weird. It's really weird. She all her life, she's scoring 18, 20 points a game with the hop step.
Mm-hmm.
She gets to college, they just want her to take a regular jump shot. I'm going, dude, why would you do that?
Right. If it's the comfortable setup,
you recruited
setup,
her
you
because
go.
She was that's why you recruited her because she was doing that.
Sure.
Why that happens.
Right?
No doubt about it.
And as a parent, you're probably really ready to lose your mind at that point. And it's in college, so you really can't. In college, you just got to stay out of it. You can't do anything.
Yeah.
Big league level. But see, at this level, though, Billy, you can't say no to a coach at this level.
And I don't get people doing it. If you're successful, the reason why you got there is by doing it like that. Why would you change it?
Now they're showing a picture of Josh Hader sitting in the bullpen with a one-run lead. He's not taking off his jacket.
Oh,
it's going to be 43.
There's nobody out now, Bob and Dave.
No, he ain't going.
Matt Albers is getting loose to apparently come in for the save for the Milwaukee Brewers. Steve's on the northwest side at 414-799-1250.
Steve, more runs here.
Do you believe Craig Counsell's holding this team back from their full potential?
I don't know if I'd say he's holding them back, but I just some of the things he does just leaves me scratching my head.
Oh, yeah?
You know, which is he going? You know, if he's supposed to be so innovative, it's sometimes he goes with his gut and sometimes he goes with numbers.
Yep.
And I just, one or the other, dude. I mean, there are times when he's got a pitcher that's either tied or ahead in the fifth or sixth inning with plenty of pitches left to go in his pitch count. And he gets all cute. And he wants to do a double switch. And, dude, just let the guy bat and let him keep pitching and save your bullpen a little bit. Here's another one that makes me scratch my head.
Uh-oh.
Okay? I'm ready for it.
Who is the worst bunting team in the league? It's probably us.
Okay.
So why do you take a hitter that hits 230, gets on base, he gets followed up by the pitcher who's batting over 300,
okay,
and you make him bunt just because he's a pitcher? I mean, and we got got serious skills at the plate.
The defense for that, Steve, is simply
it's
the fact
Dave,
of
actually
you. What was that?
It's Dave, actually.
Dave, sorry
Dave,
about that.
Sorry about Dave.
The difference would be that the main reason is you're just trying to set it up for the top of the order. I agree with you. When Brandon Woodruff has a bat in his hand, you don't necessarily want to take it out. But then again, today they have a man at second base and they decide to let Gio Gonzalez swing away. So that part of it definitely scratches my head as well. Thanks for the call. Last night was one of those situations, Gary, where you can go with the numbers or you can go with your gut. Mm-hmm. Your gut's telling you to go with one of the best relievers in baseball in Josh Hader for a four-out save. The numbers arguably would have said to keep Matt Albers in there and keep Marwin Gonzalez on the left side of the plate.
Yeah.
Some of that, though, has got to be tough in the locker room, understanding Craig Counsell is a former player, wants to let the best players play, right?
And a lot of people don't get that. They just don't. I mean, that's why they stuck with Travis Shaw forever and a day.
Sure, right.
I mean, and so they're consistent.
And Craig Counsell's benefited from that we've talked about quite a few different times. How long was that streak, Sparky? 0 for 44?
49, I think.
49 for Craig Counsell?
I remember that. Steve almost lost his mind.
I wanted him gone. I asked for him to be cut several times on the air. And Roy Gary defended him.
To the hill.
Get rid of him. He's awful. He's done. I don't care if he's from Whitefish Bay. I'm done. Move on, please. You're killing me. And no, they just stuck right there with him.
So he's been rolling this for the entire time you've done this show with him, mm-hmm. Gary?
Well, I used to be much worse.
Yeah, he did.
I've got much more patience now because Gary and Leroy pounded into my head.
No, you've learned a lot.
Yeah, you've grown up, though. Yeah. You've matured much in the last few years.
A little touchy gray came in, settled him down a little bit.
A lot more than a touch. Drives me nuts. I hate it. Hate it.
You don't like your gray hair? I think it makes you look distinguished.
You look distinguished.
You know what it is for me? I'll be honest with you.
Tell me.
And Gary got no hair, so he doesn't have this problem. But for me, I'd rather be in that area. But I got a huge head, so I can't shave my head. From this perspective,
I mean, your head is not huge. It's not proportional to your body.
I got a 3-year-old, and by the time that kid gets to be 9, 10, right? Mm-hmm. Time he's 9 or 10?
Yeah.
He's only going to know me with a full head of gray hair. I mean, he'll have to look at pictures to find me with not having gray hair. I mean, that sucks. Growing up, my dad always had the normal color hair, brown hair, whatever, right?
Yeah.
What about you? Growing up, your kids didn't have gray hair. You, baby Tosh? Did your parents have gray hair?
My pops has been losing his hair since he was like 26, though. So in that sense, I understand it. But my mom will fight to tooth and nail. She's told me she's going to fight every day.
Well, they say the grayer hair comes from your mom's side of the family.
Yeah. My mom said she's never going gray. She's going to dye that thing the day she dies.
My dad's got a good grayer hair. Still does.
I've got cousins several years older than me. They don't have gray hair.
I think it's because you stress
yourself
out.
Several years older than me. Several years.
I think it's because you stress yourself out.
I blame Tim Allen anymore.
You know what you need? You need a nice day out on the links. You need a nice day out golfing with maybe a celebrity. Maybe one from the fan. Right? Like, that would be a nice way to maybe ease some of that gray.
Oh, at Western Lakes?
Do you know what I'm going to be doing that day when you all are out golfing? I'll be doing the big show. I'll be hosting the radio show that day.
Give me some knocks. I appreciate
so
that,
So I won't
Steve.
Be stressing watching myself suck at golf. I will be... Just sitting broadcasting instead.
Pies with rocks in, I suppose.
I enjoyed doing the pie.
No, I didn't like that. I didn't like you doing that.
I'm going to stop by this year, but I'm going to try not to get in trouble like I did last year after the golf outing.
I just thought maybe you'd get a rash on your face or something.
I was in trouble last year after the golf outing. People weren't too happy with me after the golf outing. It's the 13th annual Perkins Restaurant Bakeries Fan Charity Golf Outing, benefiting Give Kids the World. Guys, it comes up September 25th at beautiful Western Lakes Golf Club in Pewaukee. Gary Yellerson has approved this track, so you guys are going to want to go out there for $125. It gets you 18 holes of golf, a fan shirt, a drink after the 18th hole, and 3 square meals. Breakfast from Perkins, lunch from Robert Specialty Meats. Saz's has dinner covered, and you can get all the details right now. Sign up today, 1057fmthefan.com. It's the fan's 13th annual Perkins Restaurant Bakeries fan charity golf outing, benefiting Give Kids the World. Sign up today at 1057fmthefan.com. Anthony Mandela has an update. We hear from Mike Clemens, and we're back, hopefully after a Brewers win on the Fan. Nope, I jumped the gun. Don't worry about it, everybody.
Tim can take over.
Timmy, calm down over there. This guy is all worried. He's been telling everybody the Brewers are winning this game. Oh, the Brewers are winning this game.
He's choking on
a Marb Light while he's yelling at everybody. Brewers are winning this game. I'm like, Timmy, they're going to lose by 6.
Seems right to me.
Hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully you're right. It's 6-5 right now. Trent Grisham with the game-changing, game-leading 3-run shot. Gary, we were talking about it a little bit off-air and just before the break, man. these three young hitters that they have, and you look at the two guys in here right now, a 23-year-old Castanera and a 22-year-old Trent Grisham. One, they're getting valuable reps in the middle of a pennant race, learning what pressure baseball is like. But, I mean, just talent-wise, this team's in a good spot.
Yeah, well, hitters, right?
Hitters,
they
right.
They need to find some pitching.
Well, look at Brandon Woodruff, too. Come on. And
you don't know
Josh
what you got.
Hader you is still
no,
there.
You have no sure thing there.
With Brandon Woodruff?
No.
Oh, yeah, no, you do. You have a top end of the rotation guy.
You do.
Yeah, you have a top end of the rotation
guy. I don't
know yet.
I mean, if you like him, then you say that. But I don't know. I mean, is he? How about this? Is he better than Ben Sheets?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, no, he can definitely have a career of Ben Sheets for
sure. Woodruff? Better than Ben Sheets?
I'm not there, no.
No,
Ben Sheets was pretty damn good.
Yep. Not there.
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
Nah,
2-3 years from now, we can revisit the conversation.
Right. But right now, you don't have that.
Ben
you don't
Sheets,
know.
I when can, he was I, right, he was filthy.
These hitters, though, I can look at now, that the Hira and Grisham, I see something.
So you see star potential with that?
I see something.
Okay.
Woodruff?
Yeah, no, I've seen that since the day he stepped on a major
Who?
League mound. Brandon Woodruff.
You said that about...
He likes Woodruff.
No.
You said that about the one Joker that's hurt. The mind problem. Steve says...
About Corbin Burns? No,
you
I did
said
not.
Said about
no.
Corbin Burns.
No, I did not.
I like Corbin Burns.
No,
not
I did
Billy.
Not.
Yeah, you
no.
did.
Every single guy on this staff said Corbin Burns
yes.
was the best one to pitch out of that group.
Not Billy.
Mm-mm.
Nope, you never did.
Brandon Corbin Woodruff, Burns, baby. Brandon Woodruff right, we'll is a legit see. Baller. 97 Woo. That you can paint with that and that kind of size. I mean, intimidating size is one thing. 6'5 with a burly beard throwing 97
beard.
At you is different. Wendy's Big Show here, 105.7 FM, 12 the AM, and the radio.com app. No, he isn't. He's probably looks younger than I do.
Yes.
Guys, right now, 105.7 FM, thefan.com. Before the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame before show it. Starts, go sign up for the 13th annual Perkins Restaurant Bakery's fan charity golf outing. Brewers are about to lock this thing down from Miller Park. Matt Albers in for the save. Sparky,
I like what
you like,
Matt Albers doing right
so
here.
So you like the decision, Matt Albers, to start? For this close, because I was interested in seeing if they would let Josh Hader go again.
It's okay. If they win, it's all good. I
okay.
Second guess
said
win.
Before, just leave Albers be the closer.
Right. Albers throwing good right
they
now.
They haven't done it yet, though.
Are you down with that, Gary? Letting Matt Albers
they,
just
that's
close
probably
these games
they
out?
Go.
2-2. 2-2 count coming up.
It's moving
yes,
through.
I
game
think that's
on,
where it should go.
Game on YouTube. Chuck Freeman, the fans, Chuck Freeman,
Freeman
not happy
like
at
yeah,
all.
Freeman's not happy about this.
Can we all know that YouTube is like a real source of entertainment? Like it's not like they were putting this
Why
game on the moon.
Listen to YouTube every day.
Listen to YouTube.
Yeah, doesn't
listen.
Watch, he listens.
Listen to YouTube every day.
Okay, B. Yeah. You say so. Works for me, man. I
listen to YouTube.
That's
every
cool,
day.
Man. I'm sure a lot of people listen.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
I don't watch it, but I listen.
You make that a t-shirt. I listen to YouTube every day.
Every day. I got the app and all.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about like Bono and them.
Who?
I thought
Man, you
said
know who Bono
when you
is.
Were when you were listening to YouTube. I thought you were talking about you know Bono and
huh?
them.
Who's Bono and them?
The band U2.
Oh no, I'm talking about
YouTube.
Never mind.
Was
just, it was a bad
yeah,
joke.
Yeah, it was a bad joke. I'll just play, I'll just play the music because this game's over.
Look,
get it, man.
Look, I got the app right there. You see it?
Yeah, I see it.
You playing the closed music before the last out?
Oh yeah,
made?
Game's over.
Oh my God.
Oh, did he
if
really
they go it? Yard, I swear to God,
oh,
I'm going
I'm
to lose my mind.
I'm
You're
lose
playing
my mind
the closed music.
Yeah.
Okay. I forgot. I really hope. No.
You guys are really all that worried about it.
It's 3-2.
Man, what is up with
really?
These nervous Nellies
yeah,
here?
Yeah,
never
buddy.
Good.
All
never,
right.
Not a good look, dude.
Well,
not a good
I
look.
I hope you're right.
Never good.
Because people are listening.
Okay,
people
we'll
can hear
it.
We're just going to play
it
right back.
Turn it off. There you go. That's fine.
No, you already jinxed it.
Everybody else is waiting.
You already jinxed it.
Everybody else is scared.
You already jinxed it.
Let's all live in fear. It's over.
And now you walked
him. Yes, already. You already did it.
Okay, so then what do you want to hear then?
Well, I don't know. We just keep talking about Matt Albers or YouTube, watching it, listening it. I don't know.
Because that was going really well.
Well, you screwed up this game here, mister.
You screwed it up. They haven't lost. They're still winning. There's only a runner on first, still two outs.
Only
Albers needs one more guy. That's all he needs.
You look at Craig Council. You think he not worried?
Nah. In the old days, Josh Hader would be in here by this point. Runner on first, two outs. Josh Hader's coming in, striking this dude out, and it's over.
You are such like but one of these young kids.
You can't. You know he is a young
yeah,
guy.
He is. He's such
young.
Just, you know, just.
What does that mean?
Huh?
What is? Oh, man, Mikel Sam is up. Ooh, buddy. Yeah. He's like got one of these young pop.
Kids. Just such one of these young kids.
He's got some pop.
Aaron Rodgers believes that the young kids are going to be important for the Green Bay Packers, especially with a new head coach like Matt LaFleur, but he thinks people might be making a little bit out of nothing.
Yeah, it's very important. I think that, you know, you have to set aside your ego and sensitivity and communicate honestly about your feelings and then know who the boss is.
How's your dialogue going with Matt?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been great because I know who the boss is. Him. I think he said it best the other night and made a kind of a crack about it. We have a great line of communication, but I don't need to go out and prove to anybody how great Matt and I are getting along, or him stand up there and say how great it's been. Like, look, we're having a great time, we're communicating, and the conjecture is for clickbait news stories you guys can put on your websites. Not you guys. I mean, I like most of you people in here.
Love it.
Not you guys. I mean, I like most of you people in here.
You people. He gave a Gary, you people. Love it.
So are you agreeing he knows who the boss is? Is that just for show, or are you finally buying into Aaron Rodgers is going to listen to the head coach?
He's giving those guys a business, man. Come on, you know what he's doing.
So still, you're not buying into it.
He didn't bring all that up.
Okay.
He's giving him the business. Is Aaron walking this guy or not?
It's 3-0 now. With the runner on first since the music played on this show.
You know what he's doing.
Walked him.
There you go.
Come on, man. There's two outs. What are we doing?
Well, apparently we're sitting here in silence, and this is the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM.
So you're irritated. Radio. So now you're irritated.
Baytosh, let me ask
your
you
fault.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question.
It's your fault, man.
Because I'm curious, because you're an athlete, right? Played high school football, college football. You play baseball too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So have you always been the guy that was never worried about jinxing anything? You never had superstitions? Like, you never did anything the same way when you played football, if you had a good game, or you never put on your uniform the same way, or nothing
like
that?
I had a list of songs that I knew got me into a zone to play football, and that was about it.
So just the same songs you played every day?
Like, before I would go out for the games, I had, like, five songs in a list. That was what
but
I
was. But that's because it got you hyped up, not because you thought it helped you play better.
No. Now, I threw up basically before every game because I was too excited, but I think that was just happenstance.
Yeah, that wasn't trying to do it.
That
on
wasn't
purpose.
Me like saying, I gotta throw up before I go. I gotta throw up before I go, like punching myself in the stomach, reaching my finger down my throat to make sure I gotta do this. I gotta go in before they go.
No, that's the new millennials, cuz that's all that is. They do stuff like that.
Okay, how about you?
No, I ain't.
Do you have superstitions when you were playing high school?
I would never do anything like this. Play the music. Why?
So you believe in superstitious stuff, right?
You just don't do that.
It drives you nuts.
I don't know if it's superstition. That's like
jinxing it.
That's 101. That's basic rule 101.
You know the good thing is
you don't do this kind of stuff when you're trying to end the game. That's just common sense 101 to me. But these new millennials, they don't care. And then you know what they do when they get caught? They pout and then they get mad at you.
Gary, good thing.
Oh, okay.
They flip it.
Gary, sure. Good thing
they flip it. Now it's our fault because we ain't talking.
Right, Gary, good thing.
He mad because they can't get out.
There's only need one more out, too.
They about to walk this joker here.
He's got 1-0 now. Elvis got 2 on. Just walk 2 straight
guys. Gonna be bases loaded.
Good thing I never did anything like that, Gary. Good thing I never jinxed anything like that.
Tim, I don't even know how you work this joke here. You better go get that doggone glove and put it up over the door again.
A little tiny glove alone.
Mm-hmm.
Working with this joke
here. Stevie, you never had any kind of superstition or thought you jinxed something, right?
Never. Oh, I always did.
Never thought you jinxed
Steve
anything.
Did too.
I jinxed stuff all
up
the
for
time.
Like 6 days in a row.
Do it all the time. That's what led to the sleep strike. Was it not Tim Allen?
Yeah. He just walked out of the room. So Matt Albers obviously gave up like a home run or something.
The sleep strike was because I thought I jinxed the Brewers. They lost 5 straight after they sent Turnbow down, and I thought it was my fault. So I tried to do something to kind of switch it and turn the momentum around a little bit, but. Yeah, so I when I bowled, I did the same thing all the time. If something worked, I did it consistently until it stopped working. I was always very superstitious playing sports. Always. Always, always, always. Big believer in jinxing a no-hitter. Always a guy that believed that you definitely could talk that no-hitter right out of existence. Uh-oh, Tim's got something.
There's some kind of Mickey Mouse 4-pitch walk, no big deal.
Where'd you get him? Where'd you get the walk. Mickey Mouse tie from?
Another walk, guys. Base is loaded.
Oh, my goodness.
His lucky Disney tie. I'm done with this. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.